A state Senate panel is endorsing education plans that focus on supporting Native American students. One of those measures funds programs that focus on incorporating Indian culture and language into standard subjects. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Keely Boltina reports on how the legislation seeks to improve schools where Native American children learn.
Senate Bill 82 establishes a grant program to support three Native American achievement schools. These are public schools that already exist, and they must meet certain criteria, including a student population that's at least half Indian. The measure establishes additional priorities to select the schools and designate state dollars to tailor education to Native culture. Mateau Standing High is Indian Education Director for South Dakota. He says programs have 2 years of preparation before implementation.
The schools are still under the guise of the public school system. They'll still have to learn the math, they'll still have to learn the science, they'll still have to learn the reading in English, but there will be more of a focus on Lakota, Nakota, or Dakota language, depending on where you are in the state, to infuse in, and also aspects of culture that the schools would be looked to provide.
Standing High says the bill aims to focus education on the whole Native American child. He says some Indian students go to school under overwhelming circumstances.
If I'm in a home and I see whatever it may be, violence or something along those lines, how do I go to school the next day and learn if I'm 6 years old? You know, do I have a ride to school? You know, there's issues that really affect our children that they have no control over. So we have to make sure that they're ready to learn. It's not just sit in your seat, put your nose in the book, take this test. It's how are you today? Are you cold? Are you hungry? Is there anything we can do for you?
Members of the Senate Education Committee support establishing Native American achievement schools and providing grant money for 3 years. Senate Bill 82 goes to the full state Senate, and its funding bill moves to the Appropriations Committee with unanimous support. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Boltina in Sioux Falls.